You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Wyomingites may need to exercise caution amid an increase in West Nile virus cases. That's the message from the State Department of Health. Wyoming Public Radio's Hugh Cook has more.
Just over 20 cases have been reported in 9 counties so far this year, including one that led to the death of an older Fremont County woman. Courtney Tillman is with the Department of Health. She says the uptick in cases is related to how wet conditions have been in much of the state.
One of the driving factors this year is all of the moisture that we've had. So a lot of snow through the winter that melted off, and then we've had kind of a wet spring and summer, which has created pooled waters where mosquitoes like to breed.
Tillman says people can help reduce their chances of getting West Nile by avoiding spending time outside during dawn and dusk, wearing long pants and long sleeve shirts, applying insect repellent, and draining or reducing standing water that serves as mosquito breeding grounds. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hugh Cook.
Federal agencies continue to wrestle with how to manage the Upper Snake, which flows through the iconic Oxbow Bend in Grand Teton National Park. And the public is invited to talk about water issues today at the Teton County Library. Federal officials will discuss how they manage flows from Jackson Lake Dam ahead of a planned drawdown for the winter season. Earlier this year, officials threatened to cut flows from that section of the river. Advocates said this could have meant drastic consequences for endangered fish species before agreements were made to keep flows high enough for ecological survival. Residents can weigh in about future solutions from 3 to 5 this afternoon at the library or join online through the Bureau of Reclamation website. The state was recently awarded federal grant money to harden the electrical grid. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger has more.
The U.S. Department of Energy has awarded Wyoming over $8 million aimed at modernizing the electric grid. This improves its ability to withstand weather events. Patrick Millen is with the Wyoming Energy Authority.
So it's resilience to wildfires, any kind of weather events that may disrupt our electric grid. It's improving the resilience of that grid so we don't lose any power for our customers in the state.
The Department of Energy will coordinate with the Wyoming Energy Authority for the next few weeks as the state begins looking over proposals for implementation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
The seasons are changing, and as cooler weather sets in, no more toilets in most of Jackson and Teton County parks beginning in October. Parks and Rec is shutting down the restrooms to flush the lines, and officials say closing them down will help protect local vegetation in the winter. However, Miller Park and Emily's Pond will continue to have facilities available year-round. But some of your pets will soon have a new place to go. The seasonal dog park will open at Teton County Fairgrounds during the first week of November. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.